Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Thessalonians 2, the verses 13 to 20. 1 Thessalonians 2, the verses 13 to 20. And we also thank God continually, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as it actually is, the word of God which is indeed at work in you who believe. For you, brothers and sisters, became imitators of God's churches in Judea, which are in Christ Jesus. You suffered from your own people the same things those churches suffered from the Jews who killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets and also drove us out. They displease God and are hostile to everyone in their effort to keep us from speaking to the Gentiles so that they may be saved. In this way, they always heap up their sins to the limit. The wrath of God has come upon them at last. But brothers and sisters, when we were orphaned by being separated from you for a short time, out of our intense longing we made every effort to see you, for we wanted to come to you. Certainly I, Paul, did, again and again, but Satan blocked our way. For what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and joy. Let us reflect on the theme, the transformative power of God's word. The transformative power of God's word. Have you ever stopped to think about the impact God's word has on your life? It is like taking a moment to check the pulse of your spiritual journey. The Apostle Paul celebrates the Thessalonians for embracing God's word with open hearts, highlighting the profound change it sparked in their lives. They mirrored God's character, lived with integrity, and their faith was so vivid and alive that it was noticeable to those around them. However, this path wasn't without its hurdles. They faced opposition from their own community, similar to the resistance early Christians faced from those who rejected Jesus Christ. Despite these challenges, the Thessalonians remained steadfast, showcasing the unfortunate reality that those working against them were accumulating their own downfall under God's watchful eye. My dear friends, this message is a reminder of the trials we might face in our own efforts to live faithfully. Sometimes the pushback comes from unexpected places, even from those we thought would support us. Yet the story doesn't end with struggle. There is a beautiful anticipation of reunion, a reminder that every effort to connect with our spiritual family, despite obstacles, is precious. Paul yearns for the day he can reunite with the Thessalonians, a sentiment many of us can relate to when thinking about our own spiritual communities. This gathering of believers is more than just a meeting. It is a taste of heaven, a moment where God's presence is palpable among us. It prompts us to ask ourselves how we can be a source of joy and pride in our faith communities, uplifting and strengthening the bond between us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways has God's word transformed your life? And how have you navigated challenges that come with living out your faith? Number two, how can you contribute to making your spiritual community a source of joy and strength, both for yourself and for others? Lord, thank you for the gift of your word, a light that guides us through the complexities of life. Help us to absorb and live by your teachings, transforming our hearts and actions to reflect your love and goodness. Give us the strength to withstand opposition and to remain steadfast in our faith, knowing that any suffering we face is part of our journey towards you. Bless our spiritual communities, Lord. May there be places of warmth, joy, and fellowship where your presence is felt deeply. Inspire us to be pillars of support and beacons of joy within these communities, contributing to the collective strength and faith that binds us. In times of separation, remind us of the joyous reunion that awaits us, not just with each other, but with you in your eternal kingdom. Until that day, let us cherish and nurture the bonds we share, glorifying you in all we do. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.